side characters that really weren't all that important.
Hans Chuckman. Who the frick is that?
That's the guy who was the
helicopter
pilot.
That's a fucking villain name right there. Hans Chuckman? His face looks like a vagina tattoo. What is that?
That's a helicopter. It kind of does, yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host of the most, I'm the Bomb. And we're back. We're back, baby. From our 300th episode. Back with 301. Holy shit. Here we go. And with me every week is Danny.
My ice is a little cold, but your crime has been completely put on hold.
And Nick.
I think it's time to let out a wild roar.
Hey, wild tiger. Wild Tiger is the best boy, dude. Speaking of which, we're reviewing Tiger and Bunny because it's 10 years old this year.
2011.
Finally.
There's a second season coming. So, hell yeah. I think when I was kind of getting back in and out of anime, this was like one that people were talking about. And I think I went to like my local con when this was happening, and a lot of people, there were so many figures of Tiger and Bunny everywhere, and I don't know, it was kind of nice to just like watch it, because I think I had watched like the first couple episodes and just forgot about it. But yeah, dude, Tiger and Bunny, I like it. We're gonna talk about that. And seriously, thanks for everyone coming to 300th episode live stream. That was fucking fun.
Yeah, next time we'll have better audio. It was a little rough.
Well, yeah, it was the audio just from the stream. So
yeah,
like,
we're not streamers. We're built for podcasting, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get so mad at us.
Next time we could probably just like record separately.
Actually, I'm probably the most mad.
Yeah,
dude,
I don't know.
I remember streaming when Twitch TV... No, when it used to be Justin TV.
When it used to be Justin TV.
Well, what was the other one? Like Ustream and something else? Anyway. Oh, Ustream's on Tiger and Bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
This is from the same... This is like literally the year that Twitch TV like basically started, or it got big anyway.
Yeah, dude. I remember when it was Justin, dating myself a little bit, but you know...
Dude, I streamed like right when Twitch came out, like the first year for like a little bit.
Should have kept on it.
I know, I'm a fucking lazy piece of shit, dude. I have everything on a silver platter and I just don't do anything.
Yeah, dude. No, but you know, it was fun to rewatch this, and Danny has been wanting to review it for a while anyway, and this is the perfect time to do it because they announced a second season just a little bit ago, coming out in 2022, and it's the 10-year anniversary of the first season. So let's jump right into it, but first, take a small break right here.
Oh, we should do Tiger and Bunny sponsorships.
Shut up, Nick. Brought to you by... Amazon.
Oh,
.co.jp.
Brought to you by Amazon, where our workers don't need piss breaks.
Oh, man. That'll make sense in a little bit once we explain Tiger and Bunny. But, like.
Wait, what do you mean? It's a thing. You gotta, like, pee.
Well, not the piss part, but the, you know, the Amazon. Shut up. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, they got logos on their uniforms. All right, there you go.
Okay, yeah, but you don't know. No, but yeah, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Leaks.animesummit.net.
Oh,
you should go there and click all the links and follow the bitches. And by the bitches, I mean me, Danny, and Nick, the bitches. Patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today.
And get Smokey and his cry job all back. Your tears away.
And also, for those
I was trying
of you,
to rhyme.
So for those of you who are currently patrons, you probably would have already heard of this because I gave it to you guys early. But I did an AOQ episode with a band called Hey King, and that's going to go up on YouTube this weekend. But the audio version of it will be up the same time as this. So like you might have noticed when you opened your podcast app, there was two episodes. There's this one. And then another AOQ. And so, yeah, double time.
And my solo casts are coming out, what is it? April? What month is it? May?
It's
April.
June. Today is June.
Oh, God. It's already June. Okay. Well, April 60th is when my fourth one will come out. And then May 37th, you know, something like that. And then I'll throw in a little extra one because I missed a month.
Anyway, so that interview with Hey King was really fun. And I had a lot of fun with them, and they were really awesome. And
so I'm like them before they were cool.
I did. In fact, I did like them before they were cool. And I was glad I got to interview them right when their first album dropped. So that means that I'm cooler than the rest of you in some way. And also, including Danny. Happy Shut Pride up. Month to all my LGBTQ friends, lovers, and family. I love you guys very much. And thanks for all your support. So when you listen to this podcast, you're listening to a bunch of gay shit. So, you know.
I think half our Discord is gay.
Stay gay.
I never really think about that, but apparently that's a thing.
Nick used to fucking say that shit to me. He's like, we'd be leaving or whatever from hanging out. I'd be like, all right, dude, stay gay.
Yeah, stay gay. Is that a podcast or something else? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe right, when dude, I like visited gay. Your house that one time, I was like, dude, stay gay.
Well, you do it on Discord too. Like when we're getting off voice, you're just like, dude, all right, dude, stay gay. Stay gay.
That's a good, what's the opposite of a greeting? Farewell? Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a good farewell. Yeah. Dude. So, yeah, thank you very much. Listener question of the week, Nick, what do we got?
We got, what shows are you excited for this summer? By Sen.
Shout out
and
to Sen.
And since Sen is not going to listen to this episode, we can just say whatever the fuck
Lie.
We want.
Lie.
The meme is that Sen doesn't listen to the podcast. I don't know if it's true. Anyway, I'm going to pick, for one, my favorite is something called Sunny Boy, because we should just all pick Sunny Boy because that's Sen's Discord name.
I mean, Sunny Boy does look really sweet.
It's by Shingo Natsume, who did One Punch Man and Aka 13 and a bunch of other stuff. It's an original.
Also, season 2 of Dragon Maid.
Oh, Space
that's like,
yeah, Dragon Maid is going to be the big one.
That's going to be the big one for me, probably the biggest. Also, oh my God, I'm really super excited for Love Life Superstar. So excited for that one. Oh my God, I can't wait for another Dude. Fucking dumb idol show. Fucking son of a bitch!
Oh my God.
Calm down, Sam.
Trash. So down with that shit. Just get out of my face with that. It was fine. The first season was fine.
We have to believe in ourselves and our fans.
Just leave it.
No,
leave
it
alone.
I like some idol stuff, but only if it's like doujinshi, though.
Also, I'm also excited for Ore Tsushima, which is fucking Cat Face Johnson. And
I was about to post that to you. It's just a cat. It looks stupid.
It's a fun cat. It looks really bad, but yeah. And also, Getter Robo Arc. Really excited for Getter Robo Arc.
All right, what about Danny?
I've never fucking heard of B Media, but that's the studio that's doing it. They've
B
done
stands for bad.
Other, they've done, well, it's BEE, but I mean, they've done like, they've done, fuck you. They did the last Getter Robo shit with Brian's bass. And,
yeah, Danny, Brian's bass.
They did like a Ninja Turtle like anime thing with like a crossover robot something or other. Then they did like Cyborg 009 versus Devilman, which is, that was pretty cool. It wasn't that bad. But yeah, what about you, Danny?
Probably Kageki Shoujo.
Where's that one?
It's
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
a little bit down ways.
Oh, it's a shoujo, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Or
I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
Remain, which is about water polo.
Oh yeah, yeah, water polo.
Sports and shoujo.
And, of course, you know, Dragon Maid. And the OVA for Ancient Magus Bride.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's coming out. Oh, dude, there's one that looks like
But that's
like
not
really
coming
trashy.
Out until September.
That's not technically summer, Danny, so nice try.
Well, it's in summer.
Nice
it's
try,
in the
my anime
category.
List. Trying to fool us.
It's still there.
I don't know what this one is. Kanojo Mo Kanojo. By Tezuka Productions. It's got some.
It's
got
the one about the Kanojo, you know?
Yeah, it's the one about the Kanojo. Oh my god, dude.
I read it. I was there. Okay.
It's the one about the Kanojo. Well, the manga is only a 6.9, so it's probably not going to be that great.
No, it's fine.
Oh, it looks like a harem. Okay, sweet. That'll be good.
Harem. Anyway, Sen, thank you for that question. We love you, as always. Danny, hooking up with the waifu and husbando. And also, we got a third thing that we're doing this month.
Yes, the Queen Supreme, as I like to call it. Because I couldn't think of anything else.
Wait, is that the gay, like the crop
for Pride Month?
What are they called? Drag queen? Is that what that is?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but even
well,
like,
Queen Supreme. This would
but
be.
But it can be anything.
Be the,
but it can
be. The,
I just wanted. I just wanted guy. It as a fancy title. I just wanted it as a fancy
yeah.
title.
Just
it doesn't
so,
mean anything.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, who's what's the guy in Tiger and Bunny? What's that guy's name?
Fire Emblem.
Literally.
Oh yeah, Fire Emblem. That's right.
Yeah. So we're doing a waifu and husbando, and then we're doing a queer character for a third one in honor of Pride Month. And queer, trans, gender non-conforming, anything LGBTQ character.
Anything that's related to LGBTQ.
Yeah, so plus. For Pride Month, we'll have that third one. Anyway.
I don't see him on waifu is Blue Rose, which is Karina Lyle. And husbando is Wild Tiger.
Link.
Kotetsu Kaburagi. Kotetsu Kaburagi.
You're doing what I did with the Demon Slayer guy. You just can't say his name.
Sure.
Rengoku? Yellow Boy?
Rengoku? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Kyoso Giga?
Get out of here with...
The waifu, dude. Oh, I wrote... it's Kaide. What are you talking about?
No,
that's not the
waifu. Look at her little ponytail.
Nope.
She has superpowers. What? She has the best powers. Are you kidding?
Nick picks the one little girl in the whole show for waifu. Pretty soon people are going to start thinking you're for real.
I'm only doing that to make you guys uncomfortable.
Because you're full of crap. You're so full of shit.
Technically, Blue Rose is like 16. Although that's bullshit. Her voice actor sounds like she's 25. But
well, speaking of Blue Rose, man, her sponsor is Pepsi.
Yes. And it's the choice of a new generation.
Yeah, if you guys follow our Twitter, I posted the Wayne's World picture of him holding a Pepsi. And I think Fruit Plant got it. She put the tiger emoji on it.
Dude, so here's what it is, right? Tiger and Bunny. Bucky in 25 episodes, aired in 2011 from April to September, spring 2011. Producers are Bandai Visual and Toho Film Corporation. Studio Sunrise, and it's original, so it's a Sunrise original. And it's a comedy, action, mystery. There's a bunch of it. It's a little bit of everything.
It's a superhero thing.
It's a Sunrise show, but it's a superhero show. And the synopsis is as follows. This is from Mal, I think.
Oh, God, a Mal rewrite. It's a coin flip.
No,
let's see if it's good.
It's from Anime News Network.
Oh, okay. Stern Build City.
The one on Mal is a Mal rewrite.
Stern Build City is home to people called Next, who use their abilities to protect the people as superheroes. These heroes solve cases and save lives so they can wear sponsor logos to acquire hero points. Their activities are documented on the popular program Hero TV, which picks the King of Heroes in a yearly ranking. The veteran hero Wild Tiger has always preferred to work alone, but now he's been assigned to the rookie Barnaby Brooks Jr., who has a different perspective on being a hero.
That was a really bland summary. All right.
I mean, that's perfect. I mean, that's just a synopsis. I mean,
sounds like it was written by like a sixth grader.
So,
you mean like you?
Yes. Sounds like I wrote it.
So Kotetsu Kaburagi is Wild
Tiger
and Barnaby.
I hope it wasn't like the head of Anime News Network, and now we're just...
Nick, shut up!
Let's try the Mal rewrite by some random guy.
Nick, will you calm down?
Oh, my God.
So the Wild Tiger, Kotetsu, has to partner up with Barnaby Brooks Jr., and he ends up calling him Bunny because he can't say his fucking name. That's why it's called Tiger.
Well,
and
he
Bunny.
Just chooses not
it's
a, to.
It's his. It's his pet
his
name.
It's too long.
It's the pet name, and it's the Fujoshi you know, thing, because they're obviously gay for each other.
Yeah, they might be a little gay for each. That's true. They might be.
I mean, dude, every time you have like male friends, all the fujoshis just come out of the woodwork.
I mean, I would
just
like
gushing. You know,
I would just refer to
the
song "Bromance" by Niga Higa.
Yeah, why can't we just have a bromance without being fujoshi? What's wrong with that?
Bromance, nothing really gay about it. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. That song is so fucking funny. No, dude, no, they definitely have a bromance, even if it's a little gay or not. I don't really care, but like, so basically, that's kind of one of the cool parts about the show, is, you know, they're superheroes and they get broadcasted on live TV while solving crimes. It's like, if they rescue somebody, it's 100 points. If they capture a criminal, it's 200 points. And so they're wearing all these sponsor logos and shit. And when I say sponsor logos, I don't mean it in the way like where most anime, like, you know, fake a name like
WickDonald's.
Yeah, WickDonald's or Copum Cola or whatever, yeah, fucking, yeah, dumb shit. Or Ronex instead of Rolex. These are legit companies. So like Bunny has like Amazon.co.jp. He's got Crusade TCG, which is an anime card game, and there's actually a Sunrise set and a Tiger and Bunny set.
I wonder how many of these companies are like still going.
That kind of makes sense. Anyway, Nick, you fucking bitch. If anyone wants to play Crusade with me, hit me up because I want to play. I have Crusade cards. That being said, there's also like fucking Pepsi. So Blue Rose has Pepsi, but it's a made up Pepsi. I don't think that was a real Pepsi brand, right?
Well, there's
they obviously
it's
got
Pepsi permission. And Pepsi Next. So like, yeah, Pepsi, yeah. Next is like in like the I guess like the in story for the show.
Yeah, it's
but
not.
It's still
Pepsi.
Regardless, it's still Pepsi.
Yeah, they got permission for Pepsi.
Oh, they didn't. They
Pepsi
did
like literally helped sponsor it. I think
they did. They legit made a Pepsi Next. Okay, I thought it was a fake, yeah, Pepsi for the show.
No, it's a real fucking Pepsi, dude. What is this? 1980? Of course, they had to get permission for the sponsors.
No, I know they did. I'm saying I thought the brand of like the flavor of Pepsi was fake for the show, because I thought next.
Dude,
you
Pepsi
know?
Blue was really good. Remember that?
They came back. It came back, Nick. Go to the gas station.
I bet it
right
would
now.
Not taste good at this point, though. Like,
it probably would be gross, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
Like my little kid stomach is no longer existing. So yeah. Anyway,
remember Crystal Pepsi? That shit made me sick.
Ugh. No, I don't remember that.
Dude, it was so nasty.
Does it look like backwash?
Anyway, it legit looks like backwash. It legit looks like
I would
off-white.
Drink Blue Rose's backwash, to be fair.
Same.
Just a gallon of what does Coca say? A gallon
lady
of lady jizz
or whatever is what Coca said.
Oh, viscous.
Stupid Coca. Dude, yeah, but like, so I mean, they're fighting and shit, and I think that's my favorite part about the show. Is because Wild Tiger's like, dude, I don't give a fuck about your points, dude. I'm trying to be a hero, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to save people. That's what we're supposed to do. And the one lady who, like, is one of the head bitches who, like, runs the broadcast or whatever, Agnes, she's always like, oh, my God, this is going to make good ratings and shit. And it's like, dude.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad. Like,
she's hot, dude. I was about to pick her for the waifu.
Yeah, she's pretty fun.
It's got to be Blue Rose, though. It's not even really that close, to be honest.
But it's just like, it was kind of like this blurry line of like, what's more important, your ratings or, like, literally the lives of people, you know? And, I don't
it's
know.
The
it
ratings,
crazy.
Obviously.
The ratings, clearly. But then, like, there's a weird part, kind of like, there's a couple moments in time where it's like, the ratings, like, helped at the end. You know, later, and, you know, if we're going to get into spoiler territory, we'll warn you, obviously, but, yeah, I don't know, it's really cool, and, like, obviously, the first half of the show, you know, they're kind of button heads, Tiger and Barnaby are button heads a little bit, but, yeah, it kind of gets into this part where Barnaby's, like, trying to figure out who killed his parents, and that's why he became a hero.
He's Batman.
He's like Tony Stark in Batman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Batman because the parents thing, Tony Stark because his hero name is just his real name, and his suit is like fucking, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but he didn't make the suit.
He didn't make the suit. Saito made the suit. Or the company did.
The soft-talking guy did.
Well, Saito did make the suit.
So. Yeah, Saito made the suit.
Is that the soft-talker?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't find his name. I can't find anybody's fucking name. I'll just describe him. That's fine. There he is.
Yeah, there's that one part where Saito's like trying to test like these resting chambers for Tiger and Bunny or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's for some reason when he's behind a speaker or a wall, he'll talk really loud. But like when you're in person, he talks like this.
Because he had like a microphone.
He whispers.
Amplifying it.
Yeah. He whispers.
And I don't know if you guys can hear this, but that's how he talks. And like,
and Netflix like doesn't even give you the subtitles for that. It's really stupid. Don't watch this on Netflix,
well,
by the way.
Your fault for watching on Netflix. But like, they're in the sleeping chamber, and then all of a sudden he's really loud. He's like, "Hey, I built this speaker in here so you guys can hear me."
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Ah! And he's like, "Dude, how come like you're really loud now?" But like every other time,
because he had the technology amplifying his voice. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that's what Kotetsu said. Did you watch the show?
Yes. All right. The way you're describing it makes it sound like
Nick,
he's choosing
Nick
to yell. He's not. He can't yell.
Nick didn't watch the same show that you and I did. Some.
No, I did. I switched over. I switched off the Netflix. Okay. First of all, this is streaming. You never said where they're streaming. Streaming on Tubi TV, Vudu, and Hulu at the time of this recording. So. And Netflix, and Pluto, and Apple TV. Don't watch on Netflix because they get rid of the sponsor logos on their uniforms.
Yeah.
And they don't give you the subtitles. I mean, or the soft talker subtitles. Not that it doesn't really matter, actually, about what he's saying, but anyway.
It's helpful to know what he is saying.
It's almost funnier if you don't know what he's saying, though. Because Tiger just, like, fills in the blanks. But yeah, watch it on like Hulu or Tubi or something, because they got the logos, and it makes sense because like in the opening, they like zoom in on their logos, and the Netflix version looks fucking stupid. They're like zooming in on just like a blank plate. It's like nothing. So yeah, there you go. Don't watch on Netflix. Don't watch a lot of stuff on Netflix. Actually, they kind of fuck up a lot of anime, don't they?
Yeah.
Well.
Like. Time to cancel that subscription, boy. Shoot. But yeah, our honor of the pride, Queen Month Supreme Fire Emblem. I thought that was a funny name. Their powers are like fire powers, and they're clearly like a gay dude. But like, I thought that name was really weird. And at first, I thought it was because maybe their sponsor is literally like Nintendo of the new Fire Emblem game that came out around that time or
something.
Oh,
yeah, and then Fire Emblem like purposely wasn't associated with them or something. I don't know.
No,
that's what I heard.
Fire Emblem's sponsorships is anime and Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought like,
I'm talking about the game Fire Emblem. They like purposely didn't associate.
I'm saying I thought there at first when I first saw the name, I thought, oh, are they sponsored by Nintendo and their game? Because I thought, like, why would you name the characters something straight up?
And I think that's a no.
After one of the biggest Nintendo franchises ever. Yeah, no, they're not sponsored by Nintendo in the game. I just thought they were for a minute.
Nintendo is a straights-only company.
Because they straight up named their character... After
okay,
one
we,
of the biggest.
Okay,
yeah, we okay. We get it, Tom. Jesus Christ.
We get it.
And do we want to have a 20-minute really conversation about their jackets like we did with Tokyo Revengers?
It was literally like 4 minutes, Nick.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You're so full of shit. You know that?
Well, look, okay.
So anyway, I want to talk about the Amazon logo on Bunny's suit for about 5 minutes.
Oh my
here.
God, no.
Yeah.
No,
so
let's talk
here's
about something
the thing
else.
About, here's the thing about Amazon.
Heroes for sale. That's what this is. They're commercializing heroism.
And so the other logo on Bunny's arm is one of my favorite card games, and I'm going to talk about that for the next 20
oh,
minutes
here.
So,
some defunct card game that nobody fucking plays. All right.
Actually, a lot of people still play it, and it's still going.
There are dozens of us. About. Dozens!
You just... oh, yeah, classic Nick. I've never heard of it, so it's not
yeah,
real.
It can't be real.
I'm a butt sniffer, and I fucking snipe my fingers after I itch my nuts.
Well, who doesn't, though? Actually, I don't. That's, I don't enjoy smells. All right. So yeah, this is like a buddy cop show. You got Tiger Bunny. And you got your side characters. You got a couple of hot chicks. You got some villains of the week, and you got the one guy. Was that the Steve Bloom? Was he the villain? I think he was one of the villains.
He was one of the.
He was like the middle arc main, villain.
He was the main one of the main.
And the villain's name was just Jake. Show. What kind of name is Jake for a villain? That sounds. I'm sorry, that was stupid. He's a cool villain.
Well, to be fair,
he's a cool villain.
Fair,
his name was stupid.
To be fair, the universe that Tiger and Bunny is in, it's solely based on like the Western side of the world. Like they have like US money and everything like that. I mean, like look at majority of all the characters in this show, Barnaby, Keith, Nathan, Alex, you know, Alexander, Ben Jackson, you know, they're all like pretty much like English names and everything like that. So it would be,
I know, but you think he would have a villain like, name. He doesn't have a villain name. He just says, you just call him Jake. That's stupid.
So
get a moniker. Come on.
He,
what's the one guy? What's the one guy's name? Suicide Chaos Man, the
Lunatic.
Judge.
Lunatic.
There you go. Lunatic. That's a name right there. It's not like,
yeah, but he's
Bob.
he's not really like a villain. He's more of
he's
like
an anti-hero, whatever.
An anti-hero.
But he has a name.
So
you got Tiger. He's not using his name like my name
yeah,
is Bill,
but
the hero.
You have to understand, but Nick, you have to understand that the villains don't really care about having like a special nickname to secure their identity. You know? Like they're just villains. They don't really need a special name.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they got to
like
inspire
lunatic.
Fear.
No, okay, Nick,
Jake
here's why
does
you're
not
a bitch.
Inspire fear.
Here's
it
why
makes
you're
me
a bitch,
think
Nick.
He's like
serving me ice cream.
No, okay, no, here's why you're a bitch. They're not a villain organization or a villain squad or a villain team. They're a terrorist organization. They don't care about villain names.
That's what you
like
call
that.
People you don't like. Just call them a terrorist. Even
that's
though he was threatening to blow up the city.
That's literally what they were calling them.
That's literally what they were, was a terrorist organization. Okay, no one listened to Nick. But yeah, it's kind of like, at first it's kind of episodic, and then, like Nick was saying, there was like, there's a, you know, Barnaby is trying to figure out who killed his parents. And at first you think it's this Jake guy who Nick just went on about. But like, because there's this organization called Ouroboros.
The terrifying Jake.
Jake.
Everybody, does, power and fear, it's Jake.
It does sound really weird when you say it like that. Yeah.
Maybe it sounds scary in Japan. I don't know.
Oh my God, it's David.
Oh God.
But like, Barnaby has like this very faint memory of like his parents getting shot in the living room and then the house coming on fire. And then he realizes that it's Jake, but then it's like,
he just has a vendetta. And everything.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to find, like, who, you know, he wants to avenge his parents' death and everything like that.
But
so,
in the, so, like, that's, like, the first 12, 13 episodes, right? But what's cool is that, like, leading up to that part, that first, like, high point or climax, is there, each character still kind of has, like, their own episode. Like, each of the other heroes.
Yeah, they highlight each of them.
Yeah. Because there's Wild Tiger and Barnaby, and then there's Blue Rose, Fire Emblem,
Sky High.
Iron Bison.
The rest.
The rest of them.
No, Keith Goodman. Keith Goodman, Sky High. He's pretty cool.
Sky High is cool.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
The rest of them,
Sky
though.
Sky High.
What is there? Like, there's like
Dragon
a spider.
Kid.
Dragon Kid is useless. Who the fuck is that? I'm sorry.
Dude, she was cool.
Oh my God.
Didn't
how
do
dare you?
Kung Fu Lightning.
What do you mean? What do you mean she didn't
do
anything?
Which was the hero who like tried to, like their whole strategy was like, make sure you show your logo.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't remember who said that. But yeah, like, hey, make sure you're fighting in a way where your logo shows up. But yeah, like, Sky High had the Ustream.
And he kept doing the, like, the Sentai poses every time.
Yeah. I don't even think Ustream is still around anymore. Like,
it's not. It's formerly IBM Video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I looked it
That's
up.
That's funny.
You
That's
stream,
funny.
I stream, we all stream for ice cream.
For ice cream. I had ice cream today. It was bomb. But, like, yeah. So, like, I mean, each character kind of goes through their own thing. But even, like, the ones they don't cover in the first half, in the second half, they kind of do little episodes.
Yeah, Sky High dates a robot. He has his own little plastic memory.
Sky High dates her.
Oh, my God. He doesn't date her. He just, like, had he a first love her. And everything like that. That was, like,
he has a
really
type.
Cute.
He has a type. A girl with absolutely no personality.
I mean, they obviously could have, like, yeah, because it was an android.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Like, they obviously could have, like, because I was kind of afraid, like kind of, you know, Nick hates side characters or whatever. And I mean, yeah, technically,
like, this whole show
still,
is side characters.
But, like, yeah, technically, the whole show is all the fucking other heroes are technically side characters. But I mean, they still get, like, a spotlight or a moment, which is really cool. And even, like, they're all part of the end. Which is really awesome. You know, even
yeah.
they're part of the first climax in episode 13, and they're part of the end at the episode 24 and 25, which is really cool. You know, and it's, you care, it makes you care enough about them. But after Jake is defeated, I won't say how.
The Almighty,
but, like,
Jake.
After, yeah, Jake. Jake Martinez. He was, like, Hispanic. Let me just say, on behalf of all Hispanics, we don't condone terrorism. Just saying, but, like, you know, like,
okay,
I just say that. You
wow,
know,
you're really setting the bar high there.
You know, fucking represent the Latin community. And you're coming out doing terrorism shit. Come on, dude. Anyway, after that, you kind of they reveal that Barnaby's memories were fucked up, and it wasn't
they
Jake
were altered.
Who killed his parents. But, like, it, yeah, and I think that's even like, in the beginning and in the end, there's still that weird juxtaposition of, like, why do you want to become a hero kind of thing. In My Hero Academia, it's obvious, right? You just want to save people because there's crime. But, like, in this
And they do a little bit of the hero, like, capitalism thing, too, in My Hero. They're
Yeah, because Stain,
Stain
is, like...
A little bit.
Stain is, like, oh, fuck you guys. You're all fake heroes or whatever. And so in comes this character called Lunatic, and he's kind of that same, kind of got that same vein where he's like, nah, like, if you're a criminal, you die. And he's like the Punisher, basically.
It's Yuri Petrov, Lunatic. He's like a judge or something? Voiced by Liam O'Brien?
He actually, like, works for, like, he's, like, in the board of directors for the Hero TV thing. And it's like...
Yeah, he's, like, in the inside.
Yeah, and that's how he, like, you know, gets all the...
Dude,
like,
he's my favorite side character.
I mean, he's pretty cool.
Kind of, maybe.
Cool, and what's cool about it, too, is, like, because I thought they were going to deal with him at the end, but it turns out it was something else, and that's probably why it sets up for a season two, but...
Yeah, because Ouroboros still exists at the end of season one. Spoilers.
Right.
Although we don't know how, but... there's a couple of threads there. Dude, there's a lot of great voice acting in this. We all watch the dub, I think, right?
I watched the sub.
You did the sub? That's actually good, because then we can compare, but...
So this is my first time... I mean, not first time. Second time watching Tiger and Bunny. I watched this, like, 4 years ago, because a coworker recommended me to watch it, and I watched it dubbed. And personally, I mean, I'm pretty sure the sub is pretty good. I mean,
subs are usually good.
A lot of solid VAs, you know, especially, like, they have, like, so many, you know, other characters under their belts and everything like that. But the dub, they definitely picked a lot of really solid VAs.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of heavy hitters. They had Stephanie,
like,
Shea.
Well,
she was the robot, I guess. That's
Laura
not
Bailey.
For one, Laura for Bailey. One... For one, the announcer, the announcer is the guy who voices Cosmo from Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Patrick Seitz does Keith Goodman. Oh, and you had Jet from Cowboy Bebop. You had Bo Billingsley on Ben Jackson.
I mean, yeah, it's Sunrise, you know. They can get the big
Darren,
the big guns.
Darren Norris, who voiced Cosmo and Timmy Turner's Jad. But he also did, some anime roles to, like, he was in for Shigi Yugi and everything.
So what did you think of the dub? So wait, so Nick and Danny, you both watched the
dub? Oh, yeah, I watched the dub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it was pretty good then?
It was really good.
It's solid. It's really good. I would say
it's way better than watching the sub because, like, you don't have to read it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I just kind of did.
I just feel like, especially for the heroes, at least, particularly Fire Emblem, like, solid pick. Fire Emblem.
He had the queen voice.
He was just super He was just like super flamboyant voice, and it just fit him so well. Well, them, really. They identify as non-binary, so.
Yeah, it was kind of like Leroy from Gurren Lagann, and there's like a bunch of other characters that are similar character type. Who did the what's his name? The head of the studio? Not the head of the head of like the organization, the hero organization.
Maverick?
Yeah, the Maverick.
Guy with the,
who did
with
that
the
guy?
Mole?
What? I really wish Mal would just name them by their fucking title. Okay, Albert Maverick.
That was
Jamie Price.
Jameson Price.
Okay, yeah. I love the deep voice characters. You gotta get more of those. I hate like the airy sounding characters. Like, hey, my name is. They do that like every sentence. I fucking hate that. I'm sorry. And they don't have that in the show, which is good. I like it.
Yeah,
well,
dude.
they also have He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Oh, Vic Lasagna, yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Vic Lasagna.
I kind of want to watch the dub. I should have watched the dub. Maybe I'll go
Look,
back
you
and
should,
watch
it. Honestly,
he's very
honestly,
good at voice acting. I'll put it that way. On the field, he's good. On the court. But off the court,
right.
No.
But off the court.
Well, luckily, he was only like side characters that really weren't all that important.
Hans
so.
Chuckman. Who the frick is that?
That's the guy who
now
was the
helicopter
pilot.
A villain name. That's a fucking villain name right there. Hans Chuckman? His face looks like a vagina tattoo. What is that?
That's the helicopter. It kind of does, yeah. That's the helicopter guy
when the Red River runs.
Who was driving the helicopter when they freed Jake from prison or whatever.
Technically, it wasn't really him.
Oh, yeah. Technically, it was Pacho, but you know,
it was
like,
Pacho.
But he also voiced the doctor with the weird nose.
Oh, okay,
Saito,
the guy who not created Saito, the android sis.
Oh yeah, he showed
evil
the
scientist
too.
Man. Yeah,
yeah, evil scientist man.
Why don't
yeah,
they just name
yeah.
him evil scientist man? I can't find him on Mal. God,
his name is Dr. Rotwang.
Robotnik.
Dr. No. Robotnik.
Rotwane?
Okay,
Rotwane.
I have a question though, okay? Before we get into like major spoiler territory, I got one question. Did you guys notice that one bitch?
Yes.
She was like in every episode for even just a second or like a second to 10 seconds. She was in every episode. She had pink hair and a scarf and a sweater. And
no.
She for some reason was
Fire
just
Emblem?
Always in every episode. No, she doesn't have a name. She was just some background character. But she was always in every
no,
episode.
No, Sam, we didn't notice a background character because that's all you look at, apparently.
No. I mean, like, okay.
Really?
So, like, no, dude, it was fucking weird. I was like, why is she here? Why is she always here?
It's the,
why do they always have to show this one bitch?
It's like some it's like a Rei Ayanami, like, after image thing or something. I don't know.
No, it was like, okay, so, like, in the...
She's Lane. She's Lane. We're all Serial Experiments Lane.
In one of the car chase scenes, she's in a taxi, and the taxi gets like bumped, and it
was
does
it an
like
odd
a,
taxi?
Know, it
I really have
out.
No. I don't know.
We don't know, Sam. I don't. This is like the least relevant thing you've ever said
I
on
cannot,
the podcast.
I cannot picture.
But
cannot,
that's why
I
it's stupid.
Picture, I cannot
it was
picture
the least,
this person that you're talking.
It was
about.
The least relevant thing in the whole show. Yet she had to be in every fucking. Okay,
and yet you have to literally spend like 2 minutes talking about it
because it's so stupid. Why did they do that? It was a weird choice.
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to use that character model because it was easy to draw. I don't fucking know.
Okay, whatever. Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. It's stupid. Anyway,
wait. Who
now
did the
I'm
show?
Curious. I really want to watch. I'm gonna probably have to watch it again to see what
it's
you're talking
Lane, dude.
About,
I'm telling you, it's Lane.
Okay, you guys carry on. I'm gonna fucking find it. You guys, but anyway,
Keiichi Sato directed. Did we say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not say that. Keiichi Sato is the director.
Inuyashiki directed Karas.
He did Goodbye, My Sweetheart.
Shingeki no Bahamut. That's what the show is like. It's like it's like Rage of Bahamut, which is also a fucking great show, and might I say, a little better than this. All right.
Here we go.
Wow.
Here we go.
This is a good show, too. I'm just saying. It's hard to compare.
So later
Can we also just talk about how, like, the soundtrack was pretty awesome?
I didn't really notice. It was good. Yeah.
It's just pretty good. I don't know. It definitely reminds me of, like, The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It does really fit.
The soundtrack is, like...
It fits perfectly.
Like, very, very, like, superhero kind of, like, 1950s-esque kind of...
It's like, dun, 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 dun.
Literally the ending.
Yeah.
The ending.
But that's, like, a superhero like theme, so...
Well, like, with the trumpets and everything like that, a lot of, you know, brass instruments playing.
Like my trumpet?
Pretty awesome.
It's a good soundtrack that fits the show. I don't know if I would listen to it outside of the show. There might be one that I like. One or two. Go on. Go ahead.
One or two. I was going to say that they pull M. Night Shyamalan at the end.
They pull
when
what?
When Barnaby gets like his memories back for real.
Oh, well that whole thing.
They pull an M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, that whole thing, you know, close to the end of the show, you know, like when are we going to do spoilers now?
Spoilerinos? Okay, we'll do the AAA thing. Before we go to spoilers, would you guys recommend this?
I would.
Yes.
That was a hesitant yes, Sam. Danny, we're going to have to kick Sam off the island.
I'm not kicking nobody off of this bitch.
No, I would totally recommend this. This is like a fun, you know, a fun show, you know, with fun characters. Like the character design for almost all of the characters are pretty solid.
That's like one of my favorite parts of the show, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah, they're little outfits.
And plus,
Blue Rose.
Plus, like this show is pretty heavy on the CG as well.
Yeah,
but it's not bad or anything like that.
It has a little jankiness sometimes, once in a while.
I mean, the only jankiness of CG is Fire Emblem.
Yeah, Fire Emblem, like, looks kind of...
They really didn't need to have Fire Emblem as, like, CG like that. Because, you know, like, half of it... Even though, like... His eyes are covered, but like half of his face is still
maybe it was
exposed.
Maybe it was their way to be anti-LGBT. Think about that. Maybe they
make
were
the one queer character CG.
Just kidding.
Hey, no, okay, hold on a second.
I'm,
that's
I'm
true.
Kidding.
If I was being put in an anime,
oh yeah,
as the one
totally,
and they made me the CG bitch, I would be pissed.
Sam, this is like when you post a picture of a cat and you're like, Nick, this is you. It's the ugliest fucking cat I've ever seen, okay?
Nick, that was the cutest cat ever.
God.
You were being a fucking ass.
Cross-eyed.
Okay?
Here
it
we go with the
see.
Cat again.
Okay, anyway.
Just
so
because I have together eyeballs doesn't mean I look like that. Come on, I look a little
bit. To piggyback off what Danny's saying, Nick is a cute cat. He's just being a dick. Is so there were scenes where, like, they were all the heroes were standing in one, like, you know, in a row, like looking at some shit. And so like Blue Rose and the Kung Fu Kid, they're
Dragon
animated,
Kid.
Right? Because they're Dragon Kid. I'm sorry. Because they're animated.
They're not
right?
really in the show.
Right.
And then the rest Shut of the heroes up. Are in big. The rest of the heroes are in big armor and they're in CG. And then there's Fire Emblem, who's just in a regular suit, but is also CG. And it looked really goofy.
Oh, because the regular suit. Because, like, the armor looks better in CG. Okay, we solved it. Mystery
yeah,
solved.
Yeah.
Everybody
I know,
eat a giant,
like,
Scooby-Doo sandwich.
Why did fucking they... I'm just saying they shouldn't have done Fire Emblem CG. But I mean...
I mean,
they
were going to
say they
shouldn't
have done Fire Emblem and just ended there.
No. God, you dick.
Just disappear the character, everybody.
What were you saying,
I liked Danny? Fire Emblem. I liked, like, the little flirtation that they were doing. You know? It got close to the line a couple of times, but, you know, it's fine. It was funny. It was a little bit of levity.
Fire Emblem's character design, even out of their suit, like, they're fucking hot.
Yeah, he's
looks like Dennis
like,
Rodman.
Really
looks
cool.
Like Dennis Rodman.
They're very attractive.
Not really,
and
but
not only that, but they are like, frick. He's like the president of their own company. Like they own their own business, and one of their and the sponsor that they have like on their suit is his own company.
Yeah,
and also
look at those nails.
He's kind of like he's kind of got like this parent quality about them. Like they're
he's like the big brother or something. Or
It's like there's like these
big sister
there's like
brother.
There's these parts where Blue Rose is starting to like. Have a crush on Wild Tiger.
Oh, yeah, have crush on Wild
Tiger.
Whoa,
spoilers. We got to save this for spoilers.
Oh, yeah. And, well,
it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah, but, like, you know, she says something like, oh, well, I didn't say that. You know, I didn't say I missed him or anything. And they were kind of like, you kind of did every day.
You kind of did, yeah.
Like, it was pretty funny. But, yeah, dude,
there's also, like, another, funny moment between, like, Blue Rose, Dragon Kid, and Fire Emblem, where they were talking about, like, femininity, and Dragon Kid was all like, I can't help but that I'm a tomboy, and Blue Rose was all like, I wasn't really talking about you, and Fire Emblem was like, hey!
Hey, Fire Emblem is more feminine than all of them, okay? What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's kind of true. It's kind of true.
Kinda.
It's kind of true.
I mean, definitely more than the nameless dragon person.
Dude, her powers are cool. I want to see more of her do.
Doesn't she throw like shurikens and shit?
No, that's
Origami Cyclone.
Origami.
Oh, that's the other one that doesn't matter.
His power is like he can morph into like other people. Like Mystique.
He can stretch his neck real far.
Mr. Fantastic, dude.
What was that from? That was from that was actually in an episode of this. Where they had like a bunch of people.
Oh yeah,
the next.
Academy kids.
Yeah, they had the Academy, and like they all had really shitty powers.
Yeah, I can grow my nails. Like,
yeah, look at that. Oh. That's all it is.
Fucking Nick's in the background doing the finger thumb trick. Like, okay, let's watch this. Oh,
all my farts don't smell like anything.
Yeah. Whoa, it's amazing. But like, yeah. So getting into kind of the crazy parts here, like there's the second half of the anime was like there was like four or five episodes where it was a bit slower than the first half, just the first half of the show altogether, because Barnaby starts realizing that his memory's fucked up, and
well because
like,
they started getting like he's
getting backflashes
after he talked to Kareem, who was the accomplice of Jake in the hospital, and she verified that Jake Martinez had an alibi when Barnaby's parents were killed.
Yeah. She was like, when that happened, he was with me.
Right, right.
So, you know.
So now, you know, Kotetsu and Barnaby, like, have to figure out, like, well, this doesn't make any sense. If Jake didn't do it, then who did? And, you know, they started digging even further and stuff. And that, like, that one episode where they were going around, like, I think, like, the town square or something on Christmas Eve and stuff, just trying to get Barnaby's, like, memories, like who he was with that day. And that, like, literally dropped, like, a bomb, like, on who actually was with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And instead of the other person.
So we're going into spoilers now.
Well, I'm not really going to like. We shouldn't really like do a major spoiler.
Vague spoilers. Okay.
Vague spoilers. Vague, right here.
I mean, if you think about it, though, it's kind of obvious who the villain is, especially if you watch the English dub.
Really?
I don't know if the.
I don't know. Sam, was this your first time watching?
It was pretty obvious. There's like all the flags
this was,
there. It's like
this was
basically well,
my
that,
this
that
was,
person.
This was basically my first time watching it, and I did not.
You didn't
did
see it coming,
call.
Right?
I didn't see that coming. No.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like,
I mean, it wasn't
watching
a,
it. I'm like,
it wasn't
oh,
a huge surprise to me. Like when it happened, I was like, oh shit, that makes
sense.
Makes
total
that's
sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
a that's like your typical anime twist, you know. But I still didn't see it coming, you know.
Right. Same.
Oh god, I'm yawning. I didn't see the twist with one of the characters who was like behind the suits or something. And later on in the show, they reveal these like. Evil hero suits that are like robots, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that I didn't see coming, but I did see like the main bad person. I'm like, okay, yeah, the way they talk all the time, and it's always like kind of in a certain tone of voice and everything. And like the way they would like direct and like cut to them in certain places.
Yeah.
About maybe like halfway through the show, I'm like, oh, okay, is that person? Okay.
Yeah.
So
without saying how or who, but like it turns out that Barnaby's memories were altered in some way. And it's just like, and it was just like, oh shit. And but that was really cool. So when they confront him at the end, it made it cooler.
Right. I also really enjoyed Lunatic's backstory.
Yeah, I like Lunatic. Lunatic had like Lunatic's backstory was like worse than Barnaby's.
Honestly.
Personally, I would love to see a little bit more of Lunatic. Like,
yeah, because we didn't get a full wrap-up in season one, I don't think.
Yeah, because like after the whole, you know, Jake thing, and they kind of stopped with the whole, like, you know, Lunatic coming out and like, you know, just doing his shit and like fire and all that kind of stuff. They kind of like brushed him aside and everything like that, and you know, he was like sprinkled in here and there a little bit.
I like him in small doses though. I like that. I like when you got a character who just like jumps in and just fucking murks people.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate, you know, like the small sprinkles. Like, he's still a mystery kind of thing. But there is definite, like, with Lunatic, I didn't expect like his backstory to be how it turned out. Like, you find out a lot.
Yeah, like his father was
connections.
Do we want to say who his father was?
No, I don't want to say.
Okay.
Because he's pretty important in like kind of like the story.
I gotta find his name on the character list.
So,
his father was like a famous person in this world. We'll put it that way. And actually that person's story ties into Tiger's story as well.
Yeah.
As far as like Tiger's, Tiger's powers eventually at the end start to like wane and get less and less until at the very last episode he's like, I'm Tiger 1 minute. That's my name.
He's
a minute man because he can only his powers only last a minute.
Well, that was like a rare case
with
Tiger, like as he got, you know, as he got older, because
but it doesn't happen to every next, it just happens to some of them, right?
We also forgot to mention that Kotetsu is one of the oldest heroes.
Yeah, he's like 40 or something.
He's like in his like late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah,
perfect for a high school girl, Blue Rose.
He's definitely one of the older.
He's like twice her age.
Heroes. So, and there is definite a rare case on where a person's next powers start to decrease, and that's kind of
everyone.
Yeah,
does that happen to every hero or just some of them?
No, just some of them.
That's so weird. Do you think it happened to all of them? Okay. It's like a sickness or something.
So what I was going to say is I think the thing about Lunatic and the reason why like they set him up the way they did in the first half and then only sprinkled him around in the second half was to do two things. One, to throw you off because, you know, when everything was happening in the first half, they're setting up like four different villains, right?
Right.
There's Ouroboros, there's Lunatic, there's the person who killed Barnaby's parents, which...
Don't forget the almighty Jake.
And Jake, who's part of Ouroboros, and then you think Lunatic is in cahoots with Ouroboros, maybe not, you don't fucking know. And then there was the part, at, you know, towards the end, when Lunatic does something... to kind of set things right or set things back in motion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say. But like, yeah, I think that was cool. I think mainly now we know who he is. Now we know that we're going to see more of him. And I mean, they show little things at the, in the last episode, like, you know, things he's doing, things he's working on, you know?
Right.
So it's like the cogs are spinning.
I just, I'm curious on whether they are going to expose his identity to, like, for example,
I don't know how no Kotetsu. One's figured out any of their identities. It's so obvious.
Yeah, you would
like
think.
Like, Kotetsu is, like, he looks exactly the same. He has, like, the same beard and haircut. He just puts on a little eye mask.
Well, Blue Rose's Blue Rose's face is just out there. You know, she just...
I like how her friends can't figure out who she is. They're like, have you heard Blue Rose's music? And she's like,
Oh, my God.
What are you saying, Danny?
Blue Rose, you know, Karina has blonde hair. Blue Rose has blue hair.
Oh, well, there you go. Actually, that yeah, but what I'm
not only that, she puts heavy makeup on, and when she's not in her hero outfit, she's not really wearing that much makeup.
I mean, yeah, the makeup thing I can see. Does she dye her hair all the time, or does she wear wigs? Because that would be really bad on your hair.
No, she wears a wig. It's a wig.
It's a wig. It's a wig.
Okay, because that would like destroy your hair. All right.
Yeah, that one. Just like she ties it every time she's about to go.
I'm just concerned. Yeah, she literally dyes it in like 5 minutes.
So I guess what Nick is saying, though, Danny, is like, okay, so I know what you look like now. And if you were doing Blue Rose shit, and I had, like, one of your trading cards, like, because there's trading cards in the show that kids, like, collect of the heroes. And I had one of your trading cards, and I looked at it for a while, or I looked at it enough, I would be pretty sure I knew it was you. Like, that's all I'm saying.
That's, like, the first thing everybody does. It's like, oh, what celebrity do you look like? Oh, you look exactly like this one. Is that you?
I mean, I would just say, I'm just saying it's her face. You know what I mean? Like, I would
know. Yeah, but also to be fair, like, the majority of all the other superheroes, they have, like, heavily, like, suits on. So you can't really know who these people are. I mean, the only person that everyone actually really, really knows
Barnaby.
His face and everything is Barnaby, because he exposed himself, like, this is me, you know? Like, just because fucking Kotetsu puts on a fucking mask and he's wearing, like, his regular outfit, you know, for all we know, like, off camera, quote unquote, like, he could wear something else. This is just how they... It's a fucking anime! God damn it! Like, God damn it.
What about our plot holes, Danny? All right. Okay, where were we? Where are we going with this?
Well, we were just, I think we've said enough without spoiling, but I mean, we were just kind of talking.
Dude, Blue
but
like,
I'm just super
hot.
Excited for the second season.
So,
to be honest,
there's a movie sequel to this, by the way, which we didn't watch yet. I mean, we might review that.
I don't think that movie is.
It's like a side movie thing, isn't it?
It's like a
There's two movies. No, there's two movies.
Oh, there's two. One's like a recap, right?
One is a, like, side story of the pilot episode, just with extended scenes. And then the second movie, which is Tiger and Bunny, the movie The Rising,
and that's a sequel.
revolves around a mystery that happens on the Day of Justice Day festival that celebrates Stern Build's legendary goddess.
Actually, this movie, it is a sequel, and it's also a direct prequel to the next season. So,
oh, is that what it says?
It would be recommended to watch the movie later.
So, what are your predictions for season two? What do you think they're going to focus on?
Is this based off anything? Oh, it's an original. I think they're going to focus on Ouroboros and the heroes.
I mean, there was an after credit scene that showed, like, the Ouroboros.
I definitely feel like that they are going to continue on, like, Barnaby's search on, you know, Ouroboros and everything like that.
Well, he discovers the truth of his parents' murder, so he knows that at the end of this.
Well, yeah, that's true, yeah.
I think they're going to try to take down Ouroboros, probably.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
Kaede
is
going
like
to help, and she's
going
to get in a costume.
Going to play a major role in the next season. I also hopefully think that Lunatic will come back.
Oh yeah, he's got to come back.
Maybe they'll eventually find out, like, who Lunatic actually is. Like,
he's the judge guy. He's Yuri Petrov.
We know that, but the heroes don't know that.
Yeah.
we as the viewer knows who Lunatic is.
I hope that Karina,
I want the heroes to find out who Lunatic is.
I hope that Blue Rose and Tiger get together, even though it's creepy.
Oh God.
I want that to happen.
It'd be really cool if we see.
She's like six years older than his daughter.
We don't know how many is. So is Tiger? Is the second season of Tiger Bunny like?
How many years after is that going to be?
It's coming out 2020. It's coming out 2022. I'm asking in the story. Does anyone know how many years later it's going to be?
I am not 100% sure.
I think Kaede's going to be one of the main heroes. She's going to follow in her father's footsteps, and he's going to be like the guy. He'll be like pulling strings and stuff. I don't know. Maybe he'll be like the support. I don't think they really released. Yeah, there's no info yet.
What the plot is going to be?
No, there's no info yet. But it's also being handled by Bandai Namco Pictures now instead of Sunrise. So, technically kind of the same thing. I mean, Bandai and Sunrise do shit together all the time. So I guess.
It looks like they have a different director. Mitsuko Kase. That's a different director.
Well, they did release a character design for the characters for season two, and they're well cleaned up. I think, in my personal opinion, like Kotetsu definitely looks his age now. He doesn't look like he's fucking 20.
Hey, look, Asians, they look young until they don't.
Yep.
That's how it works.
We're fine, and then once we turn 60,
us white people, we look craggly and scraggly once we hit, like, 30. All of us.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting. Obviously, like, they're going to confront Ouroboros, but I wonder if they're going to do something with, like, Lunatic. Like, Lunatic comes in. That's what I'm hoping as well.
He just comes in
blasting.
Yeah, I
want to see more Lunatic, too.
All right.
So, anyways, I started blasting. So, anyway, what do you guys rate the show?
Danny put it in her decade list, right?
I believe I did.
I don't know where. It was in there somewhere.
I think I did.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned it.
I'm going to say
the number doesn't
yes.
matter, but I think you mentioned it.
Yeah. But yeah,
I'm
going to
go
pretty,
with yes.
So Danny gave it at least a 6 out of 10.
I gave it a 7.
Okay. That's a good score, though. Like, the male scores are all super inflated. It doesn't make any sense. Why do you have a 10 scale and nobody uses the lower numbers? What's the point? Just make it 5 then. Anyway.
Right.
Just by watching it again, I probably would bump it up like to 7.5.
All right.
I gave it a 7. I thought 7 was pretty good.
I gave it a strong 6, an enjoyable 6.
Enjoyable 6.
It was good. I liked it.
That's pretty good for Nick, to be fair.
My score is just your guys' score -1 because I have better taste. Okay? Just
your guys' score -1.
That's what I like to tell myself. Or you guys have more fun, and therefore you win, and I lose.
That's true. Yeah.
So I just looked at my decade list, and I did put it.
Don't
in
spoil
my,
where
in
it
my
is,
top
Danny.
50.
We need everyone.
I'm not
going to
spoil it
we
where
need
it
everyone
is.
To listen
I,
to that
I'm,
one.
I'm just saying that I put it in my top 50.
So it is.
I'm
it
still
is
salty.
On my list.
I'm posthumously putting Kaguya-sama Love is War into my list. I don't know where. I'll kick out something. Whatever. That's in my list. Tiger and Bunny, honorable mention.
Honorable mention. HR. HM. I don't know what HR is. Anyway.
Oh, one thing, though. So I listened to another podcast, and they were talking about how it's like, why didn't Tiger and Bunny become more popular in the Western fandom?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did listen to a little bit of that, too.
I think it's called the Otaku Nate Show. But anyway, they were talking about because there's a lot of reasons because like there was Marvel was just starting to get big, and then you had the main thing was like I don't think it was on Toonami, Tiger Bunny, and then at the same time as this came out like a year later you had like Attack on Titan, Sword Art Online, and then the same year as Tiger and Bunny you had Steins Gate, Madoka Magica. And like 2011 was just insanely stacked. Like, almost every show or every season had like just bangers and classics from 2011. Probably like the best, most packed year I think 2011 has like the most like highly scored anime in any single year, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to click on the year here. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that came out that year that are like literal anime classics. So it's like, well, okay, Tiger Bunny can't really beat them. So, but it's still a good show though. And then like My Hero Academia came out later, and it's like that just totally put Tiger
and
Bunny in the back burner.
So the season that Tiger and Bunny came out, Steins Gate was out, Blue Exorcist came out, Anohana.
Anohana. Nichijou. Although Nichijou is not like a huge Western thing, but it's good.
K-On! Came out.
Well, no, that was like the movie, I think, for K-On!
Well, the season 2 plan.
Oh, yeah, season 2, yeah.
Came out.
A ton of stuff.
There was a Gintama season 2 came
Dude,
out that
Kaiji
year.
Kaiji season 2? It's kind of a smaller
Kaiji
one.
Kaiji came out.
And later summer, you had Usagi Drop, you had Yuri. Moraru Penguin Drum was that year too. God damn, dude. But anyway,
yeah,
I think the big ones were like
that year.
The year after was like Sword Art Online and Attack on Titan, or maybe Sword Art was 2013. But anyway, like those ones just kind of dwarfed the other stuff.
It was just definitely it was for sure overshadowed
Hunter
by
Hunter,
a lot of
Mirai
other
Nikki,
things that
Fate
came
Zero,
out.
Chiharu, Guilty Crown. This is all 2011.
Yeah. So
yeah, Def seems like overshadowed by.
Yeah, yeah. It was overshadowed by a lot of things. But I'm super glad that this was recommended to me, and I would for sure recommend it to anyone else who wants to watch like a fun, you know, superhero flick. Well, not flick really, but show.
Yeah, this is worth watching. It's in any other year, it would be like pretty memorable, but like 2011 was like you can't compete with that.
Yeah, and it definitely like it aged fairly well,
yeah.
In my opinion. You know, I sometimes forget that this show came out in 2011. Sometimes I feel like it came out in 2015 or 2016.
Well, because this decade kind of blends together with, like, the anime. Because, like, the 2000s decade, like, the early 2000s looked really fucking shitty. And they had, like, weird character designs. And then it slowly built up until you got to, like, the 2010s. And, like, they got their digital animation a little more consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Although I like the early 2000s Smegu look. I like Hibane Renmei. Come at me.
I just want to make a closing statement on Tiger and Bunny before we head out. On the Tiger and Bunny wiki, there is literally a character page for Scarf Girl, the girl I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, post that. Post that.
I'll post it, but let me read you the description. Also called Bad Luck Girl, Unlucky Girl, or Unlucky Scarf Girl, is an anonymous woman who appears in the background of every episode. She has become something of a meme, and several theories about her possible true identity have spread among
fans.
It's
Ouroboros!
In episode 15, she is wearing a waitress uniform at the restaurant that heroes frequent, implying that she works there. See, I told you I wasn't crazy, and y'all are fucking making fun of me. Fuck you. All right,
send a link. Send a link. I want to see this bitch.
I'm telling you, dude. She's like in every episode randomly.
Like, oh, that girl. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Now
dude,
I know who
weird.
You're talking about, but I don't really.
I don't remember that at all.
It's what I mean. I never really thought about her. Really, I just thought, you know, I really did not think about this person at all.
I didn't start thinking about it until like episode 6 or 7 when I saw her.
She was literally.
I started.
I mean, she's just irrelevant to me. I did not pay attention to her at all.
That's what I mean. She is irrelevant, but they put her in every episode. It's fucking weird.
That's the first thing Sam looks for is like, oh, God, what's the most irrelevant detail I can find?
Oh! No, that's not it. It's I would not have noticed her if they didn't put her in every episode. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's why it was fucking mm-hmm. goofy. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's that the reason the whole the. Just the fact that there's a whole page about it on the Tiger and Bunny Wiki means that I am not crazy and Nick's a bitch. You don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so that's Tiger and Bunny. Hope you guys like it. Good bitches.
That's Dude, Tiger and Bunny. Cool scarf. And in conclusion from Sam, Scarf Girl.
Scarf Girl. Catch it one. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Dude, you should watch Tiger and Bunny. I think it's really cool. Hulu, Tubi TV, and
it's on Netflix, but don't do that one.
Yeah, because they cover the sponsors, which makes it not.
Don't
as cool.
do Netflix. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, but that being said, glad to be back from our. We took a little break last week because we did the live stream early, so it's good to be back. Here's to another 300 episodes. I love you guys very much. Thanks for listening. And I've been Sam. That's been Danny, and that's Nick. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Thanks, and thanks again.
Oh, there, you found
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Damn it.
Why did he
that was good.
That?
That's the one I was looking for. I couldn't find that quote.